KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 68 degrees. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon, a high around 83, with a chance for severe weather. Good afternoon, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex bags. The National Weather Service reports an enhanced risk for severe weather is forecast for mid-afternoon through mid-evening today. Storms are expected to fire up between 3 and 11 p.m. Damaging winds are the primary threat, with large hail a secondary threat. There may be periodic heavy rainfall as well. The threat for flash flooding appears to be low at this time, largely due to a lack of rainfall over the past few weeks. If you have any outdoor plans this afternoon or this evening, especially from central to northern Iowa, make sure you monitor the weather forecast closely and have a place to seek safe shelter should it become necessary. Also, make sure you have multiple ways to receive severe weather warnings. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating an apparent homicide. Authorities say officers were called at around 5:15 p.m. Sunday to 2103 6th Avenue in Council Bluffs to assist medics with a suspicious death. When they arrived, officers found 52-year-old Jarrett Clark deceased inside his home. Now, this time, the cause of death was being withheld due to this being an ongoing investigation. If you have any information regarding the incident, contact Council Bluffs Police at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 328-7867. Additional information will be provided as soon as the authorities release it. A former Eastern Nebraska postmaster has been sentenced to probation for embezzling from the Fort Calhoun, Nebraska post office. Federal prosecutors say 54-year-old Stephen Weitzel of Council Bluffs was sentenced Friday in Omaha's federal court to 4 years of probation and 160 hours of community service. He was also ordered to pay nearly $70,000 in restitution and a $5,000 fine. Weitzel was convicted of misappropriation of postal funds. Prosecutors say he submitted false mileage reimbursement requests to illegally collect nearly $70,000. The case was investigated by the U.S. Postal Service Office of Inspector General. A board has ordered the reinstatement of an Iowa employee who was fired in 2017 after sending sexual text messages to a saleswoman for a state vendor. The decision puts taxpayers on the hook for nearly 2 years of back pay and benefits for Nicholas Carnes, a power plant engineer at the Glenwood Resource Center, an institution for the disabled in southwest Iowa. The cost hasn't been calculated, but could top $100,000, given that Carnes earned $60,000 in his final year of state employment. In its July 19th decision, the Public Employment Relations Board agreed with an administrative law judge that Carnes' misconduct did not warrant termination, but instead a 10-day suspension. The decision said Carnes had been otherwise an excellent employee for 13 years, that his inappropriate texts began 1 minute after his shift ended, not during the workday, as investigators had alleged. The Iowa Department of Revenue has asked a district court to enforce an order to reappraise the value of a county assessor's home after it dropped shortly after she took office. According to KCCI in Des Moines, the state ordered Guthrie County to hire independent appraisers to investigate after the value of the Guthrie County assessor Nikki Carrick's home dropped $20 per square foot, lower than the value of her neighbor's home. The decrease caught the attention of the Iowa Department of Revenue Director Craig Paulson. Appraisals by the independent contractors were due in by July 31st. The ordered appraisal was not made in time, so the Department of Revenue made the court request. Representatives of a small aviation museum in Adair County hope that they had stumbled upon a rare postage stamp, potentially worth a fortune. But experts at a national stamp convention in Omaha delivered the sad truth that it isn't the real thing after all. The Iowa Aviation Museum in Greenfield had thought what it had was an inverted Jenny stamp on display for some 20 years and brought it to the Omaha gathering. Ken Martin is with the American Philatelic Society that's holding its national convention in Omaha, or was, and he said Friday that experts knew immediately the stamp wasn't authentic because it wasn't the right size. Had it been real, Martin said it would have been worth between $300,000 and $400,000. There are only 100 of the stamps printed in 1918 with the image of a JN4H Jenny biplane accidentally displayed upside down on that 24-cent stamp. A Creston man suffered serious unknown suspected injuries following a rollover accident in Union County last Wednesday night at around 11:50. The Union County Sheriff's Office reported over the weekend 28-year-old Quentin Lee Kimball was driving an SUV eastbound on 140th Street near the Green Valley Lake Dam when he swerved to miss a deer on the road. The SUV went out of control and entered the south ditch and eventually traversed a walking trail before hitting a power pole and rolling onto its top. Kimball was found by an Alliant Energy worker who transported him to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. Damage to the SUV was estimated at $16,500, while damage to the power pole was estimated at $1,500. Kimball was cited for having no insurance. In our funeral announcements, Violet Cardell, age 96, of Atlantic, died July 28th at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Violet Cardell will be today at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Marilyn Joan Fritz, age 84, of Oakland, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Marilyn Fritz will be today at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Oakland. Reconvieth Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Raleigh Ernest Woltman, age 95, of Avoca, died July 25th at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Raleigh Woltman will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home at Avoca has arrangements. Elizabeth Mary Liz Scahill, age 92, of Villisca, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Villisca. Funeral services for Liz Scahill will be Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Betty Sorensen, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Betty Sorensen will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Harold Gould, age 90, of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Council Bluffs. A celebration of life service for Harold Gould will be this Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Tommy Ray Montagne, at age 60, of Dexter, died Friday. A gathering of family and friends for Tommy Ray Montagne will be held at the Tommy's home at 505 Marshall Street in Dexter, beginning at 6 p.m. Friday. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Terry Moore, age 57, of Panora, died Friday at the Every Step Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Memorial services for Terry Moore will be held next Monday at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.